This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders are even further apart in the delegate count this Wednesday after voters in six U.S. states cast ballots for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. VOA's Michael O'Sullivan explains.
The win in Michigan, with 125 delegates of the 1,991 needed for the nomination, boosts Biden's case that he is the candidate who can beat President Donald Trump. Exit polls indicate he attracted African Americans, older and moderate voters. Biden also won in Mississippi, again making gains with black voters, and in Missouri, drawing support from other key Democratic voters. Sanders performed better in Washington state, where residents are coping with the new coronavirus and once crowded neighborhoods are empty. The count was tied early Wednesday. Sanders and Biden will debate Sunday and face off again in primaries March 17th in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Federal health officials are warning there will be more disruptions and cancellations before the new coronavirus has run its course.
Flying, cruise trips, and business travel have been widely curtailed. But the White House Task Force on the new coronavirus is suggesting things will become more restrictive.
As a nation, we can't be doing the kinds of things we were doing a few months ago.
Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health. Washington State's governor is ready to limit gatherings in the Seattle area to no more than 250 people. California's Coachella Music Festival's been put off until October. Carlos Santana, along with the Zac Brown Band, are canceling upcoming concerts. MGM Resorts closing food buffets at Las Vegas casinos. And many colleges and universities are sending students home to...
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. This is VOA News. As thousands of migrants continue to mass on the Turkey-Greece border, there were few signs of a breakthrough in emergency talks between Ankara and Brussels Monday. As VOA's Henry Ridgewell explains, Turkey's president encouraged migrants to head to the Greek border last week, accusing the EU of failing to keep to the promise it made in a 2016 deal at the height of the European refugee crisis.
That 2016 deal saw Europe give Turkey 6 billion euros and a pledge to make it easier for Turks to travel to the EU in return for Ankara agreeing to halt the flow of migrants. Turkey believes Europe has not upheld its end of the bargain. The EU says Turkey has not met the conditions to qualify for visa liberalization, especially on human rights. In reality, Brussels is keen to do a deal, say some experts.
I think it's possible that if the EU made the right noises about visa liberalisation and offered some more euros, that the deal could happen. So the 2016 deal is dead, but it could be revitalised, in other words.
For the migrants stuck on the border, including thousands of children, the misery continues. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is deploring the violent escalating attacks against political opponents of the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Michelle Bachelet presented an oral update of the situation there to the UN Human Rights Council on Tuesday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet says the human rights situation in Venezuela has worsened since she last reported on conditions in that country in December. She speaks through an interpreter.
My office has also documented aggressions against members of the political opposition, protesters, and journalists. And the security forces did not act to prevent such aggressions. We have also registered cases of seizures by political parties and NGOs. These aggressions are usually accompanied by a rhetoric that stigmatizes, exposes, and discredits the victims and justifies violence.
Bachelet, a former president of Chile, says she's also concerned about pending legislation to sanction human rights organizations that receive funding from abroad. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Venezuela's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Jorge Valero Brasena, criticized the High Commissioner's presentation as lacking balance, but he notes the necessity of maintaining a dialogue with her office and says his country welcomes its technical assistance. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.